Wisdom Tree. May I help you?
Hey, this is Pete from Carter.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Yeah, I lost connection there.
Yeah. What's a good number to call you back just in case?
My cell phone, my private cell phone is 270-293-1372.
Perfect, just in case that happens again. Okay. I'll give you a ring there. Okay. I just had a couple more questions for you. How's your personal credit look like? Good, bad, in the middle?
Fair.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And are you 100% owner here?
No, my son and I own the corporation.
Okay, so 50-50 or?
No, he owns the majority. I'm 67 years old and he's 31, so he's the president. Okay. I'm the vice president. And at some point, I'm going to semi-retire, let's call it. So the company is the company's been in business since '73, but we incorporated it in 2012 or something like that. And the Dunn's number and everything shows that we go back to 2012. That's when incorporated. He owns, I forget the numbers. He's a majority owner, though.
Okay, I got you. What was his name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Gotcha. Perfect, perfect. And I know, how's his credit?
Oh, sorry. Well, I tell you what's hurt us. For the past few months, we've been fishing, dialing for dollars, and we have contacted several companies, you know, about loaning startup money, and they all say the same thing. What have you done the last 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And so every time they have gone in and checked our credit rating, it's you know how it is, it brings it down. But mm-hmm. his is fair. His was right at 700. But since we've been sending all these applications in, it's down some. I don't know what it's down to, but I know it's not what it was.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone to a local bank or anything like that, or...
We've talked to some local banks, but when, you know, local banks, they don't understand this industry. And you talk about going to San Antonio, Texas, and working, they look like a deer's been caught in the headlights. They mm-hmm. they don't understand the business. We don't have any large commercial banks in our area. They're just more hometown.
Credit unions, farmers. Things like that.
Yeah, you know, banks that just loan money for houses and small businesses that are local. I don't know if any of them does any kind of, you know, large commercial mm-hmm. loans or construction like we're talking about.
That's pretty much all we do.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. Bread and butter there. Do you have any working capital loans out right now or anything like that on the business or?
No, I don't have
doesn't
any.
Sound,
no,
doesn't
we
sound
have,
like it.
The only thing loans we've got is we owe about $350,000 on the equipment I was telling you about.
Okay.
And the value is on that equipment. It's been appraised at right at $1 million, a little over $1 million. I don't remember, but it was a conservative, very conservative appraisal. But and we have a $100,000 line of credit.
Okay.
So we owe about $450,000.
Have you used up that entire line?
Yes.
Who's that with?
CFSB Bank in Murray, Kentucky. It's CFSB.
Perfect.
I think Community Financial Services Bank. And the it's in Murray, Kentucky, and the person you want to talk to is, if you want to call him, is Justin. And I think his, I always call him Justin. I think his last name is Hendrick. But if you just ask for Justin.
Yeah, they should be able to. Yeah, we just like to get some background info. It's probably not anything we're going to look into too heavily.
Okay.
Yeah, but pretty much got everything I kind of needed here.
Okay.
To, you know, get a good background information, pull you in the right direction. Like I said, though, it is based on revenue. And what I think is going to be a good idea, send me your 2014 tax returns, and if you do have bank statements going all the way back there to just kind of show, I guess if you want to do, let's do a full year of bank statements and then the tax returns from 2014, and if you have 13, just to kind of show and paint the picture to the underwriting department that, like, you know, I'm going to put this in the notes too, that you know, we're not just out there grabbing any job to get a job, that you kind of held off for about a year and a half in order to, you know, find something that was going to, you know, be right for the business.
Well, yeah. You're right, Pete. I have to be assured there's a profit in it or I'm not going to do it. I keep saying this. I'm 67 years old and I've played enough games in my life, hoping things work out. So I've got to be assured that it's going to be profitable or I'm not going to do it.
Well, exactly, and there's a lot of businesses like yours, especially in your industry, that get themselves in trouble, kind of just taking jobs from people or kind of hoping that things will end up working out. So, you know, you shouldn't really be punished too hard for, you know, not doing anywhere or putting it on hold for about a year. So, but I'll send you a quick email with all the info I need. It's just like bank statements, tax returns, and application. Where can I send that to?
Okay. I've got several emails. You can send it to salexander@wttnae.com.
Perfect. And just out of curiosity, I remember Scott said you're Dr. Steve Allen. Can Dr.
Yes. I wear two hats. I work with Scott, and he has a division with his company's mental health. We just started a few months ago, and I'm director of that division. I have a PhD in educational psychology, and I'm a psychotherapist licensed by the state of Kentucky, and I practiced for several years. So the construction has been my family business. I was raised into it. I've worked in that all my life, but I've always enjoyed psychology, so I spent a lot of time in school and being licensed and practicing in private practice. Also, I was director for a regional mental health center for some time. I've worked in mental health, substance abuse. And right now I'm working with Scott, and we're looking at some federal or some government contracts, working with resilience training, post-traumatic stress disorder, those type issues.
Well, it's big now.
So that's one thing I do, but in the construction part, it's a family, and my brother, he works with me. Of course, my son, and I hire good people. I stay involved in that business, but I don't stay in it, you know, day to day. I'm not out in the field day to day. Put it that way.
I got you. No, just out of curiosity here. For the most part, that's pretty interesting. You gotta got two different hats you wear, like you said.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, well, lastly, what was the actual, I know we've been talking for a long time, what was the name of your business here?
Alexander Enterprises Incorporated.
Perfect. All right. I will be shooting you an email in about 5 minutes with a short list of stuff I need, as well as the application. And, you know, we can get some numbers for you, some approvals, and about 24, you know, middle of
longer. Okay. Yeah. That'd be great. I may have to check with my son on some of this. He just had, I'm a proud grandfather.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Last Wednesday, we were blessed with a little granddaughter, and my son, he's walking on cloud nine. It's his first child. And she's got a little bit of jaundice, and they're having to take her to the doctor every day to get everything checked. So, but some of this information I may have to go to him to get, because basically he's the one that takes care of the accounting, the financing, the insurance, you know, all that kind of stuff. I do have some of this in my computer, and you shoot me an email. I'll send back what I've got. And if you need anything else, I may have to go to him to get that.
No, that's fine. We'll work on your pace and, you know, a totally understandable situation.
Okay.
But we should definitely be able to help you out, and I'll shoot you a quick email what we need, and we'll get started on this.
Well, that sounds great, Pete. I appreciate your help in this, your assistance, and
it's good talking to you.
And, all right, same here.
You have, take
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Steve.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.